Hey. So, who was it? Maya Angelou. Now that you know better, do better. There are too many people. Oh, BT Dove, by the way, I just came from my singing group. And actually, it's really good. It is. Sorry, I'm on the road right now. Can y'all hear me? Okay, I'll talk about my singing group. Well, actually, both things I want to say are equally as important as each other, I suppose. But still. Okay, so I came from Theatre Royal, and my singing group, shout out. And I'm actually going to do a whole, things are coming, so much admin, but like, ayo, as you're building an empire, you need that. So about the singing group. Now, things are actually getting really cohesive, and they're really coming together, especially in this performance. I love it. And in terms of, that's the thing about acting. Like, people like to do acting because they think about prestige and think about highfalutin stuff and all that kind of bullshit. No. Aligning your resume is as valid as the next person. And it's not about what the acting task is at hand. It's about what A, what you take from it, and B, how you're going to use it going forward. In the moment, you can learn and refine so many of your own individual skills and talents, or you can just let it be nothing. Same way, how you can transform yourself from A to B, all the way down to Z, based on this one thing that you just did. What's the point in starting off in West End if you didn't do anything with it afterwards? What's the point of doing Hollywood blockbuster films if you have no talent to back it up? You know? Like, what's the point in doing indie film if, like, you can't grow or expand from it? And plus, it makes your life in whole and just resume that much more interesting. It's a conversation starter. Oh, what? Shit, what's opera? What is that? Well, let me tell you. Okay, this podcast is very much so unscripted. So, and you know, they all deserve my very best words. So, girl, you know I just got killed by recording this podcast for you. Anyway, I just came back from my singing group. Now I'm gonna, because I've been, the way that my brain works, it's like, there's the front part of my brain, which is always sort of active, always thinking about this thing or that thing. Then there's the back part of my brain that actually does touch the hand. Like, I'm very good at running on autopilot. And hopefully there'll be a time when, you know, the front part of my brain that needs to be exercised that much in the moment. I can very much, you know, delegate, let things be, whatever, what have you. That'd be cool. But yeah, things are coming. And yeah, Maya Angelou, now that you know better, do better. What's the point in trying to, not necessarily upgrade yourself, but going through life and getting these high frequency experiences when you're going to be surrounded by the same dusty old boring ass people? Not old as an age, obviously not. But the same bullshit nonsense. What's the fucking point? I don't understand. Do you understand listening to this right now? Do you? Because why is it? Then again, it's a sign that you are getting ahead in life when people from your past all of a sudden feel like you're talking to. You know? Me, my spirit, my default setting is to have fun. Capital F-U-N. Like, I like going out. I like exploring things. Just look around you. And look at all the bright lights. All the stories available. All the people, all the food. Hang on, I'm just gonna... beep. And... ugh, I just don't get it. And why is it that people who I try to... okay, I need to learn myself that the people who want to have fun are A, probably already having fun, you know? And maybe I just need to catch up with them. But, I don't know, I was like, maybe I'm just too New York for London, but I don't know, I would assume that, so if you, hell, If someone was half my age then, of course we're not going to put into the universe, but if someone half, if a 20-something came up to you and said, hey, I'm young, I'm late, I just want to have a good time, would you not just snap him up? Would you not show him such a good time that he wouldn't even think about going to anyone else? Isn't that not a thing? Absolutely mad. Let me just... I'm sorry, I think it smells some green, but... I don't think it is. Even though it'd be stronger around here, but I can't find any of it. Anyway, it's not even a game. And plus the police... You know what? I'm at the point in life where I really don't care. I don't. I know too much of things going on in the world, and it's like, ugh, I'm done. By all means, follow the laws and jurisdictions in your, if you want to. But I'm learning that all these laws and all these rules and everything are just like a rough guide, and then you can choose to follow them to perfection at the own detriment of your own mental health. Or you can just like, you know what, fuck this bullshit. I'm being me, and if you didn't like it, then, oh well, maybe in my next life, you can join on the party, but if not, then, That's a shame. Let it be clear, I don't know what kind of universe my spirit has been teleported in, but in this city, in this country, in this, what is it? Like, England is a country, so is Britain, so is the UK. I don't know, in these United Kingdoms, it seems very much so that people roll into their Rolodex of friends and their exes in order to have a good time. Like, no! An ex is a fucking ex. Ex, no. Error. Void. Cancel. Why would you send back an order just to buy it the next day? Again. Yeah, but maybe, you know what, it didn't fit me last week, but maybe this week it will. Because, you know, I've lost a couple of pounds or I gained a bit of muscle. No. Keep the shit in the bin. You know what I mean? I mean, hell, do what you want with your own dietary. I heard even rabbits actually eat their own shit, and it's like good for them. But for me, when I go to the toilet and I hear that plop in the water and flush it away, I don't think, dang it, girl, if I could eat that curry all over again. You know? Bullshit. And also, now that I've seen you, I upgraded. I'm now looking for the next. I tried so fucking hard with you. Let's be clear, I'm not talking to you listening right now. Or if you are listening, then hey, shout out. But I'm on to the next. I've crossed over. I'm done here. Like, you know? And some people are so fucking rude. Like, I'm trying to date you. I'm trying to get to know you. And let me just be clear. The way that I operate through life, I knew from jump my spirit was not meant to be doing that 9-to-5 nonsense. That's for you, then good luck to you. However, for me, I very much prioritise my creativity, very much prioritise acting, modelling, castings, whatever have you. Yes, the chances are slim, but once you're there, bitch, you are there. And I will get there. Anyone who doesn't want to believe me does not need to be listening to this podcast right now, does not need to be in my life. Go away. You're dead to me. Don't talk to me. Again. No. Because I won't even waste time with the receipt. No. Hey, yo. I will tell the judge, I said, don't talk to me. He wanted to talk to me, so he's gone. He will not talk to anyone ever again. You know? And I don't know if I said it in this podcast or not, earlier on, but I'm the kind of person where, like, if you can't give me 5 minutes, it's nothing for me to, like, operate my life like I never met you. Who are you again? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't recall. Huh? Yeah, but we have this together. But here, his picture, I don't remember. I was probably high that night. Sorry, I don't know. And then I'll move on like, I'm busy. For the first time in my life, I'm like, oh shit, I'm actually busy. Like, I don't have time for some people anymore. And I was the kind of person where I saw it for everybody. I did. But now I'm learning. Okay, I refuse to call myself an adult until I'm 30. You can use that word for me if you want to. I don't care. But I'll call myself a uni, I'll call myself a Twixer, I'll call myself a kid or whatever, but... The fourth thing, no, I ain't there yet. And still, an adult to me is someone who has their rules already. You can be 24 and an adult, you can be 24 and a kid. I think. And if you don't believe me, then you're wrong. That's okay. It really is. So the first time in my life, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be talking to you. Maybe I shouldn't be talking to certain types of people. Maybe, you know, because I feel like I've seen you before. And last time you did this. So, I don't know. You know, sad, ain't it? Because I see goodness inside everyone. I see the light inside everybody. But some people are just like caked in so much darkness. That's no point. You know what I mean? It's like, if you propose to someone through dinner, dessert, and then like they accidentally ate the ring, you know what? Let's just buy another ring, because I'm not going to waste time trying to shovel through my own shit to find this diamond ring, which might not even be there. Like, like you go home after dinner, after the curry, you go to the toilet, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to do something today. Oh yeah, that ring I gave you, you ate it. Oh no, now it's on the toilet. I will not be calling the plumber. I will not be calling welcome to nothing to get the ring back. It's gone. Move on with your life. Buy another one. I'll be able to fucking see for the first time. Hello. Hello. That being said, in my 20s, it's all about fun. If you don't want to have fun, then don't talk to me. Don't waste your fucking time. It's exhausting. It's annoying. Go away. Find someone as dead inside as boring as you, and I can have fun in my own time. Now I'm going to take myself on dates. Because I deserve a good fucking time. I deserve the world. And I'm going to get it. And I truly feel, I know in my heart, that if someone just like buttons the bullshit just a little bit, I'd be like, okay, right, that bit's done. Now I can move on to like adult life. But honestly speaking, when I call on my Facebook, a shout out, it's, people are living their own dreams, whatever have you, but I said it on my blog post, like nothing unordinary. Nothing unresplendent, nothing which is like, oh, girl, child, like, you know, and it's like, I just need to break away, I do. I broke away mentally a very long time ago, I feel, but now it's like, you know what, I'm in this direction now. I'm going in this lane, and it's like, it's sad how I tried to, almost, looking back at this point, beg, and with desperation to get people to come on this journey with me, but you know what, it's fine, especially for a boyfriend, right, because I'm thinking, you know what, if this whole thing doesn't work out, I want to find love, B, I want to find someone who I can spend a good time with, and people in England are weird, because they feel like, okay, brrr, now I'm a boyfriend, now I have to do this, brrr, now I'm a teacher, I have to do this, brrr, now I'm a manager, I have to do this, brrr, now I'm a brother, I have to, that's like, weird, it's like a pantomime. It is. And anyone who doesn't agree with me is a liar. Is a liar. That's it. Especially if you... There's some people are like, what is real? What is real? But it's like... It's like... Some people ask like... Sometimes I'm on dates and I'm like, are you okay? Like, it feels like you even have a fucking script. What is this? It's like, just relax and be normal. Like... Have a minute later on that bullshit. Like, what? I just want to have a good time. I want to just, like, roll a baby on my back. Like, and it seems so hard to do that. You think that of all the things that are to do on the earth, you would want to explore, want to do this and this. But I still have very, very fresh eyes. And I'm like, why do you want to get someone, get to the lights and then cross them down? Too many people were like, I'm depressed. No, you have to be depressed too. No, I'm going this way. Do you want to be here or not? Like, please. I didn't get it. Oh yeah, the 9-to-5 thing. So, I lost so many jobs, I was fired so many times, because my priority is my creativity. If you didn't like that, and I'm probably in this place right now because I carried that through. And now I'm seeing the fruits of my labor, I'm seeing the Havana on the other side. And if you're in that 9-to-5 life, that's fine, but everybody has a weekend. Be it Monday, Tuesday, be it Thursday, Friday. Everyone has at least one day of the week where they can do something fun. And that's what I was looking for. It's like, if you're in that 9-to-5 life, then that's fine. But it's like, I'm not. And the way how it works and everything else is, at this level in life, maybe you are making minimum wage through your creativity, yes. However, you can earn, let's see, you can earn maybe £200 on Monday, then not work until the next Monday. as opposed to working every day of the week and getting £200 at the end of the 2 weeks. Does that make any kind of sense? Hopefully it does. So then, I would have all that time to like explore and do things with. And if you're dating someone in that life, then that's how it is. You ask any model, any actor, any witch of anything, and that's how very much how it is. And people lie to me, that's not how real life works, that's not real. If it's real to me, baby, come in, take my hand. I want to take you with me. We can explore this together. But no, now I'll explore it on my own. It's like, I'm half thinking of vlogging, but maybe something, remixing it something else, because having a camera in your face 24/7 is like, oh gosh, exhausting for me. I don't know how people do it, but... Because I want to do Team Too Much because I deserve Team Too Much. Not because, like, I'm Miss Highfalutin. Like, no. Now that I have nothing, I want everything. Have things been very easy breezy for me? That's the thing. People try to knock me down before I had anything. Do you know my name yet? Really? Listen to this right now. How many words have I won as you're listening to this? And people just want to just knock you down before you've gotten anything. How fucking rude. It's like, I haven't even... Like, let me be... Let me literally... Goodness me. That's what I don't understand. It's like, sad. And then, guess what? They're the first ones. And it's about higher frequencies, because I'm putting a lot more out into the universe now. And it's like, oh, I saw this. Oh, he's on my radar. No. I tried so fucking hard to, like, try and just, like, just be nice to people. But it's like, we're like, no, I'm miserable. I'm like... Gosh, this is why I don't think depression exists, because people aren't depressed, they are miserable. Miserable. Like, are you depressed or are you just a fucking asshole? Ask that to your therapist and she'll be like, well, I didn't want to say it because, like, I'd be professional, whatever, and I may lose my license, but yeah, you are being a dick right now. Like, from what you told me in your life story, I think you're a dick. Just stop being a dick and your life will change. You know? And it's hard to point. I'm hard to point up for myself as being so naive for wanting to be nice to people. You know, and wanting when you want to date somebody, I thought that you'd want to show them your best, not be like, oh yeah, I'll show you my worst, and then like, well, anything above that is doable, right? Like the fuck, what is that? What is that? I don't fucking understand, girl. I am swearing so much in this. I'm not sorry, but hey, I'm not one to normally swear, but. No, I'm not. But it's like, you know, and it's like, God, read through the messages on WhatsApp, and then like, please, I refuse to believe that anyone is safe, is that dumb. I refuse to believe that anyone is like, gosh, okay, baby. I don't like talking down to people. I don't like talking to people like they're stupid, like they're idiots. I don't like to talk to people like they have zero clue what's fucking going on. But I'm learning that, but like, can we go ice skating? Can we go for ice cream? Can we go to McDonald's? Can we go for a walk in the fresh air? Can we something? Can we do something to like try and, you know, dating is a set of experiences that show that A, shows your worth to the other person, and B, tells the other person that they want you in their life for a long time. It's like, get to know other people. Like, gosh, and if I'm spending at least 70% of my time with you, if I'm going to move in with you, if you're going to be my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever, then we need to be compatible. We need to be like if I like pop EDM and heavy metal, then maybe you can't do the Afrobeats thing. Or you can just find someone else who wants to do that. And people want to chop and change it into like what they want. No, I want to be me. If that's not going to feel for you, then find someone else. You know? Gosh, I don't want to be married to a wreck because like that's to me is equally as sad. But it's like, you know what? I don't want to waste my time with someone like this person who I'm talking about right here. I don't. Hang on, I'm gonna sneeze. That's me. Oh goodness. Huh. it's like, maybe not everyone wants to go ice skating every day of the week, but why, who's telling me no? That's the thing, like, who are you, not you, but you know, who is anyone to tell me that I can't do whatever the fuck I want to do? Who's gonna, no, this is, yo, this is what I'm wearing right now. If you don't like it, then don't invite me next time. Oh well. Gosh. That's the thing. People want to chop and change themselves for the sake of other people. And what I was talking about, we were talking to the other person about life and everything else too. And I was saying, like, life's not a competition. I mean, hell, I feel like I'm so individual at this point. It's like, it can't be a competition. I'm just doing myself and doing the best of myself. And I used to be almost in competition with myself. Like, oh, I should do this by this, this by that. Like, no. No. I know for a fact if I, like, rushed into this and that, I would not have the dreams I have now, the empire that dreams I have now. And some people, you see them in the creative world and they're like, very, there's nothing empty. Like, there's nothing behind their eyes. Like, I think I read it in my Medium post as well, one of my Medium posts. Didn't you find that the people who have the most fame are the most sanitized? Yeah, people who have the most attention are thought to be trash. And maybe that very much wasn't lying on the tone of the article, but... What is that? Oh my god, I hate that. When, like, you think you're gonna see something you don't, ugh, that's... Ah! Goodness me, I can think of no sweeter form of hell. That sounds like a cartoon sketch. Ayo, credit me. Oh, you'll get sued. Oh, that's like a Family Guy sketch, like, it does. But, I'd rather have, like, a small, niche, eclectic fan base where, like, we're excited about everything than, like, big superstar them and, like, no one really cares. You know what I mean? I've had the ones on, like, in terms of hierarchies or whatever, so hierarchies, it's the ones at the bottom that I care the most about, honestly. And the ones, like, not so much. No. And let me be clear, if you're the kind of person, I would call it boring, but there are some people who if they were just, like, reading books in silence for the rest of their life, they'd be in pure bliss. I didn't want to take that away from you. However, I am a kind of person that I very much lead with my phone, never much lead with my personality, very much lead with having a good time. My default setting is, like, being in the club. Default setting is watching the cinema, my God, is watching a film in the cinema. My default setting is not necessarily hedonism, because I'm not gonna sacrifice anyone for the sake of happiness necessarily, but my default setting is like enjoyment, is like bright lights and electricity and that kind of thing. If that's not you, then I'm not saying it has to be you, but why would you knock someone down for wanting you to have a good time? The feeling is there for you to have a good time, right? I don't want you to commit crime or like what, do something that will like hurt you. Like, I just want to, this might bring a smile on your face here, but these people, they don't want to appreciate that at all. And that's what pisses me off more than anything. It's like, can you at least appreciate that I'm trying to, like, hello, I'm literally trying so hard to engage you. It's like, what's going on? Why am I trying so hard? Why should I try so hard? Like, are you God? So many people, they just want attention. They just want, like, reinforcement and stuff. It's like, I don't want to do it because I feel sorry for you. I want to do it because I want to be with you. And you're fun and everything else too. God, that's why, like, you know what, I'll stick myself on dates, fine. Like, please, I know that my heart of hearts, if someone showed me the world, I would have believed them, and I would be with them right now, or till the end of time, but no one wants to take that leap, you know? And I wanted to stay before things popped off, because, you know, at least then I have this, at least I know that this is real, you know what I mean? Rather than people just using it for clout and everything else too, but I'm learning that maybe it's true when I hear stories about, like, people only hanging out with people who have, like, a certain amount of subscribers and followers. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there is. Hello. And it's heart-shocking that I'm saying that out of my own mouth now, but from what I've seen of the world, maybe certain kinds of people just, like, aren't with my time at all. And... maybe so. Like, Like, who am I? I'll call myself a tramp before anyone else does. But, like, like, hello, but I didn't want to clean my shower curls because the fumes did not agree with my system. No. I don't know. Let's, do I have the button now? It was a full button as well. I was like, but no, I'll clean it once and then I'll just find someone in the street for like, hey, yo, you want £5? Clean this. Where is it? Now, I can smell something in my bathroom, but I don't know who goes in here, so hang on. I don't know. Okay, these. Yes, it says avoid breathing. I saw it in big bold letters. Avoid breathing spray. Just because it's not toxic or corrosive doesn't mean that it should be in your lungs. Hello. Cigarettes, are they toxic? Are they corrosive? But you can get cancer from them, right? Like, please. Please. I said, people just want to, like, stay in your misery. Stay in it. Like, stay in it. And I'll be happy over here. I thought that this person, that person could, like, maybe put in effort and bring me happiness. But, like, that's the thing. It's not like people have no clue. It's like they didn't want to have a clue. It's like, it takes nothing for me to want to think about something to excite someone else. Like, I just, this, my actor friend, he likes pubs, right? And it's like, oh, okay, well, given the choice, I would not be in a pub just like drinking my life. No. I mean, I like to get drunk, and something out of a pub is something out of a nightclub. To me, that's two very different things. But hey. But I am interested in like getting into cider and maybe beer, ale. I can live and die and not have another sip. But, you know, I'm open to like wine. Wine is the same thing. Wine tastes like vomit to me. Red wine tastes like vomit to me. Rosé and sweet white wine, but I would choose cider and paper fuckers, right? So I'm open to like different tastings. I'm like, okay, do I like this? Do I like this? Do I like that? And if he likes pubs, like, okay, let's go to a gastropub. Let's go to like a beer tasting, something which like we can sort of both come together in and both take something out of, you know? Rather than going to like this random pub, let's always make an event out of it. Let's like try and build something together. Let's go for like tastings and a pub tour, a pub crawl, things like that. I feel like I'm very good at that. I truly do. And it's nothing for me to do that. Yet some people, they thoroughly, they think about this thing. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to attack people too much, but it's like, I just want someone who's like, romantic. And let me be very clear. I don't care for expensive things. I care about things with heart inside them. If someone got me one rose, that would mean 12 times more than a dozen roses. It's like, hey, I got you a rose. It's like, you know, this heart. That's why I love rom-coms. That's why I love film. That's why every day should be a daydream. Every day should be a movie. Every day should be the best day of your life.
That's me. Oh, goodness.
You should, especially if you want to incorporate someone into your life, just the honeymoon, like the first initial encounter should be good to be a good happy one. It's like, I'm over it. I'm over assholes. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. And also, I'm not necessarily looking for someone to settle down with until I am, until, hey yo. And this friend is 55, because I don't really see, I don't see it. If a witch cursed me and said, Ruby, not having any children or settling down anyway before you're 55, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. If I die before then, oh well. So I'm just looking for like something fun, light, and like a good time. It's like, it's people just like thoroughly don't want to have a good time. They thoroughly want to be depressed. Cause I don't know why. You have to ask someone with that kind of thing. It's like they want to be down in the dumps. But like you see, like, why can't we I'm very much in the mood of exploration. Had I done that already, then maybe I would have, that's gone, but like, I'm not there yet, I'm not done, so why people talk to me like I am? Like, oh, you just, like, no, I'm telling you exactly what, God, it's like, it's, and people didn't even ask things like, so what music do you like? So what are you into? So what, like, it's weird. And people just like explode and the pentagram things like, oh, I did this, I did that. Because people don't ask. Ask! That's why the Lord invented questions. Interrogative. That's why they exist.
ask. Also, how are you, like, what kind of person, like, please, I would have myself insane trying to teach other people how to be romantic. It seems like a very normal human thing to want to show affection to another person. But hey, that one who is dead to me, if you're watching this, listening to this, sorry, rather, who, if I never see her ever again, it's like, oh well, I know I tried. I knew that I tried to be whatever, what have you. But this person said, no, you're a boy. You should be like, oh, shut the fuck up. Just, go away. Oh, God. Yeah, with that one, just like, she seemed so, her face would curdle when, like, I would show her artwork. And I was just, like, drawing, like, birds and just, like, no, just dumb kid shit. Like, you know, like, just, like, fun, like, anime stuff and, like, hey, like, look at this. And I'd love to take anyone out to art galleries or to theatre shows or cinema or this and that thing. But if you don't want to tell me what you're into when I ask you, then what? Or if I show you something and your face curls, like, I'll be like, okay, well, I don't know. But I know that I'm doing me and oh well. Just oh well. If you don't want to be a part of it, then that's not really my problem, is it? Plus, babe, you sort out me. I'm done. Like, I moved on over here. Ayo. Cause you knew that, oh shit. Maybe he was actually genuine. Maybe he actually wanted a good time. Maybe he actually liked me. Yeah, did. Past tense. Gosh. Like, dang it, I almost had, yeah, almost. But then you gave me your ass to kiss, and I'm a bottom, so hello. Anyway, that's going to be it for this episode. And for anyone listening to this, just move on with your life. Move on. Don't open old wounds, because they'll never heal. Once you've outgrown a pair of shoes, if you grew from a size 7 foot to a size 8 foot, would you try and chop and change your feet to fit back in that tiniest shoe? Because I've done it literally, and it just doesn't work. So, like, gosh, it's like some people won't know a punch in the face. Some people wouldn't know what happened if you punched in the face. Like, some people wouldn't know, they wouldn't know white paint if they took a spoonful of it and ate it. Like, they wouldn't know their foot if they accidentally sit their toe in the mouth. I'm done. I said what I needed to say. But, yeah, just keep on doing you. And sometimes in life, you just outgrow people. You just, like, move on. Like, you know what? I'm looking for bigger, better things now. Maybe if you snatched me when I was looking for you, maybe I could have been on your level for permanently. But we may never know. So that's it for me. God, I was starving. Well, starving light. I'm hungry, but I have lots of brainstorming to do. I'm so excited. Things are moving, things are evolving. Things are transforming. Things are really transforming. And that's like, Hey yo, how many Instagram followers do you have? Oh, sorry, shop's closed. I might very much be that. And hell, that's not necessarily me wanting to be that. That's just like, hey yo, I've seen you before and you did me dirty, so never again. Like, if you went to a curry house and like, would you go to the same curry house if you like you got food poisoning? Would you? I wouldn't, but hey, I'm not everybody and everybody in me. Okay, that's gonna be it for me. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for allowing me to give you this advice. Thank you for allowing me to open my heart to you and to let you know that if you're going through the same bullshit that I am in any way, shape, or form, that you are not alone. The world will trick you to believing that you are alone, but you are not. You are not. You need to open your heart and then people will come to you. That's exactly what I'm doing. So, thank you for allowing me to do that to you. And I know you're gaining something from this as well, like, it's true. So thank you so much. Anyway, that's it for me. And bye. Next time. Mwah.